Well, Mr. Beast is between a rock and a hard spot because the trans member of his team has been accused of sexually messaging a young boy, a minor, 13-year-old. Obviously, this is a problem because most of Mr. Beast's audience are adolescents. So why do we care about Mr. Beast? Obviously, this is not geopolitical news, which is most of what we cover here on YouTube. But Mr. Beast has 305 million YouTube followers, 30 million on X, and he's highly influential with young people. He was put in a difficult position when one of his sidekicks, Chris Tyson, came out as transgender and asked everyone to call him Ava Tyson. Now, obviously, this is a high-profile person, normalizing a grown man who left his wife and child to become a woman. His wife then became what they call a trans widow. A trans widow is someone whose husband pretends that the life they had together did not exist because he was never a man. And this child lost a father. He now says, I'm not the child's father, I'm the child's mother, and I'm very involved in the child's life, and I am a great mother, he says. He says that anyone who attacks him for losing his family is a misogynist. You can't be a misogynist to a man. Well, now there are reports that he was sexually messaging a minor since the boy was 13. The boy is now 20, which means that Tyson was doing this at least 7 years ago while living as a man. And trans advocates are furious about this, saying that this sets them back by hundreds of years. Now, I'm going to show you something with some strong language. It does have the F word. If you don't like that, you can look away. I'm not going to read it out loud. This person says that Chris Tyson has been ousted as a pedophile, and the fact that he has deleted everything off of their social networking profiles proves that it's true. Well, there's other proof besides that, saying that this sets back the trans community by 1,000 years. And now Mr. Beast is going to have to deal with this. So they're saying F that person. And this other person also says that this set the trans community back 200 years and they'll never hear the end of it from transphobes. Well, I'm not a transphobe, but I am someone who has studied the phenomenon of gender for years and years. What they mean by setting them back is that they're trying to make the argument publicly that trans is not associated with homosexuality. Only it is. That's the problem. In fact, transgender identity is associated with autogynephilia. What is autogynephilia? It's when a gay man likes to be feminized as their sexual fetish. It is homosexuality. That's not what they want to say. What they want to say is that trans is innate. It's not a sexual identity. It's a gender identity. But time and time again, when we see male trans adults, they do show clear signs of autogynephilia. Trans advocates don't like that word. They don't like the display of this. They don't like the association with homosexuality. Obviously, they don't want the groomer bit of it, but now this is being associated. Now, it's worth noting the boy in question said he was not abused by Tyson. Here is his tweet about it, saying these are lies. They never did anything wrong except a few edgy jokes, saying I was never exploited or taken advantage of. Now, there are Discord screenshots. There are screenshots in Snapchat. I leave it to you how normal it is to have edgy jokes with 13-year-olds in Discord chat. I mean, hopefully, I'm hoping and praying nobody on the redacted team does that because, I don't know how appropriate it is to be edgy with a 13-year-old that you met through the course of your work. This person, I believe they met over the course of filming a Mr. Beast video. David, are you trying to say something?
There's a lot. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was just unmuted.
Okay. Maybe mute yourself again. Thank you so much. Okay. The boy said again that this was just normal, edgy, inappropriate jokes with a 13-year-old. And again, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's not a thing.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Normal?
None of like... Normal? Yeah, that's not normal.
Right.
No. I don't any I like guy never, guy friends. The only... Yeah. Go ahead, Phil.
If they weren't a child of mine, I'd have not texted a 13-year-old, I think, ever in my life. And I don't see myself ever doing so. Like, that's
yeah.
No, not even safe jokes. No jokes.
I mean,
no messages.
I mean, you know, Miles is in our diving chat, and you know, we kind of game trash talk a little bit, but that's completely different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my 13-year-old son is in our Helldivers chat.
Yeah.
Where we play a video game together.
Okay. I did have a 13-year-old that was a friend of my kids who helped me get concert tickets. So, but there was nothing inappropriate about that except maybe the concert that we went
hot
to.
Hot kettle black.
Right.
There was
nothing edgy. It was just like, how do you get the code to those tickets? So otherwise I do not message on my own any other person unless it's about the children. Okay. Now, Jake Franklin is a former member of Mr. Beast's team. He says that Mr. Beast knew about this all along. Here is his tweet saying Jimmy knew. Jimmy is the real name of Mr. Beast. And again, since this news broke in the last 48 hours, Mr. Beast has said nothing, prompting Franklin to now say this: the silence is deafening. So what will Mr. Beast do? Will he keep Tyson on his channel? Will he ignore this? Obviously, he's in a no-win situation, because if he takes Tyson off the channel, trans advocates will call him transphobic. If he keeps Tyson around,
they'll go after him the same way they went after J.K. Rowling.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If he keeps him around, he's platforming someone who possibly could be a predator to the rest of his audience. Now, I'm not for the cancel culture. I think most of us are not. So what do we think should happen? I mean, if he's guilty of a crime, he should be investigated.
Right. Absolutely. That's why we have laws. That's why we have laws, right?
Right. So since we don't advocate for the cancel culture, what would you do, right? If you know that there's someone who's been preying upon your audience, do you prioritize your audience? Say, you can't have access to these people anymore. I have to.
Yeah.
But that's cancel culture, is it not?
Well, no, if this has been reported, you would have, first of all, someone handle this and investigate it, right? You would have an HR. I wonder if Mr. Beast has like an HR department that would handle this kind of thing. Like, okay, we're going to investigate this internally first. And then if it rises to the level of this is criminal, then you get the police involved.
Right.
Right. Then you would put it in the hands of authorities.
I think cancel culture is more like it's handled by the court of public opinion, and you're canceled before any information comes out, before there's any legal proceedings or anything.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, he would be smart to wait until all of that happens. And if there is criminal proceedings, I mean, I think they should still address it for sure, so that people aren't, you know, drawing their own conclusions, which is what everybody does when nobody says anything.
Okay. Yeah, but let's carry out this thought experiment. What if it's slightly inappropriate, which is inappropriate, but not illegal, then Mr. Beast then would say, you can't be around any more of these teenagers that we do videos with because I can't trust you. Is that a cancel culture, or no? Is that just consequences of Mr. Beast prioritizing his audience?
That's not cancel culture.
That's a consequence of his actions.
Yeah. We don't want you around kids. You're a pedophile.
Yeah.
And so,
no different than... Then if I got fired from my job because I got caught streaking a football game, they could say, hey, you look bad on our organization. We don't really want you around. You know,
right?
It's fair. That's fair business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done that recently?
That's the first thing that came to his mind.
No.
Okay.
Got caught.
Never been caught.
Lost a job.
Good to know. And also, no children were hurt unless they were looking on. Okay. So Mr. Beast again took a lot of heat for keeping Tyson in the spotlight when he transitioned to a woman. So what does he do now? Well, 305 million YouTube subscribers will be watching, and 30 million people on X. So let us know what you think.